Sweet Bartholomew, for that is the whimsical name I call our faithful old donkey, is as tired as I am. He has carried me for 5 days and never balked over the 90-mile trip. Sometimes, when my large body cramps and aches from sitting on his back for so long, I have asked Joseph to help me off, and I walk alongside them. But this afternoon, I dare not, for my pains have begun.
My name is Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, and I am of a great age. I am past 100 years old, and so I am perhaps the oldest of those working in the temple. The privilege still brings tears to my weary eyes.
The women of Sychar do not go to the well at the sixth hour, when the sun is high in the sky, so I choose this time to go. I carry my water pot to get precious sustenance for my vegetables, for it is hot and they will parch without it. I have made 3 trips today, each when the women of the village are away, and will make more before the day is done.
I have cried for the past 12 hours since the other men carried my son's body home after his horrible fall from the rocks. My throat burns from the cries of my mourning. My eyes sting from the ashes I wear, and my knees ache from kneeling by the bier on which his body lies.
I have come a great distance to find the one they call Jesus. I am not from Israel, nor am I a Jew. Rather, I am a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. But I have heard of one who can save my daughter, and have followed him to the borders of Tyre and Sidon. Finally, after days of travel, I have found this son of David, the heir to the Jewish throne through the great Jewish king, and I have been led to the house which he has entered into.
I have spent the morning at my usual schedule. I have spoken with the head servants to give orders for the evening meal. I have instructed other servants to draw the water for my morning bath. I have lain in the bath filled with perfumed oils and softened my skin, for my husband is pleased by perfumes and softness.
I walk slowly up the hill to the sepulchre where they laid my Lord after his death. Jesus was buried with such haste on the eve of the Sabbath that I go now to ensure all of the preparations were handled properly. I perform my last service for my Lord this morning by bringing sweet spices that I might anoint him.